You're listening to the Primitive Intelligence Podcast, Season 2, Episode Number 7.
Welcome back once again.
Welcome back again, and welcome to all the new listeners and Facebook friends, I guess, followers.
Yeah.
All that fun stuff. Works. Yeah, friends and followers. Thanks for joining us. Hope you enjoy the podcast. This week we've got, I was watching, listening to the radio this morning, and they were talking about some TV show where the hosts were getting flack for not doing their teases right that were coming up. And like, okay, everything should be like a question.
There's rules?
There's rules, and wow, we've been doing it wrong. So I don't care.
Stuff happens.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's what happens when you don't have a producer. So with this episode, we're going to talk about some rebel ice that has been growing in my freezer. We're going to do a little hiking talk. We're going to do some more information about the Devil and 50s Guy, a new podcast we're working on. And we're going to go off on our tangents like we usually do.
Mm. Which is pretty much the whole thing about.
I think the whole entire podcast is a tangent this month.
Well, we haven't talked in a couple of days, so that's
I forgot how words work this week. The Primitive Intelligence Podcast starts
now.
Chugging right along on episode 7 of season 2, and I'd like to take a minute to thank all the new Facebook fans we have, because we've got a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Welcome, everyone.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for checking us out. We appreciate it.
The ramblings of just two idiots.
Yes. Maybe we should change the name of the podcast from Primitive Intelligence to The Rambling of Two Idiots.
Yeah. Like I said, it's always been just a glimpse into the conversation.
Yes.
It's like you're sitting at work going, what are these two jackasses talking about?
Well, you know, and I guess you could always look at it as you could listen to us and think, well, thank God I'm not them.
I've thought that. So that sounds, I would suggest everyone else does that.
Yes, that's a good way of looking at it. So let's see. Was working before on some theme music to Devil and 50s Guy.
Nice. The old The actual TV, like a TV music, or how would you describe
it? As close as I'll be able to get it. I don't have quite the right instruments to get that exact sound.
Okay.
But along those lines. I got ideas in my head.
Well, that's where they're usually from.
Yes, that's where they generally do start there. When they start in other places of your body,
it's never good.
It gets dangerous.
Yes. So yeah, things usually end up bad.
Yeah.
That's
when your thoughts start in your elbow.
I was thinking more about the crotch, but because everyone has had those.
That's never a thought. That's just an instinct.
No, yeah, point taken. I agree.
Just go for it. So yeah, so I've been working on that. We got to get I don't think we're going to write a script for it. It's just going to be generalized ideas, and we're going to wing it.
We could do another one right now. I'd be happy with it. I was listening to it. I listened to it like twice, I think, this week. It was hilarious. I just had more fun doing it than anything else.
Yeah, yeah. And it was hard. I was editing that episode, and we got into that from a conversation about, what were we talking about right before? 50s.
Started off with the devil talking about he buys souls.
Well, that was the week before.
No one interviews him. No, was that the end?
That was the week before. Oh. That was just a random thing. But last week we were talking about something just out there, and I'm trying to find a natural spot in the podcast to cut out all the rambling and tangents we were doing into that, and there was no, I had to add like 3 minutes of stuff in there that I really didn't want to put in because there was no way just to jump into the idea for the show.
Well, so that's all we really
things,
do.
Yeah, that's how things happen. So it's like, how the hell did we get on that topic?
Yes, that's. I don't remember. I honestly don't remember what the hell we were talking about.
Oh, we were talking about socks.
That's how socks went into the devil in the 50s Guy?
Yeah, because we were talking about socks and old people wearing socks and...
Was I talking about being old and like chasing kids off my lawn
or
something like that?
Yeah, and then you were talking about the sock garters and then...
Oh, that's okay. Now I remember.
It all led into the idea for another podcast.
Sock suspenders.
Yeah, socks, stocking grabbers.
Yeah, whatever the hell was it?
Sock suspenders. It was funny. So that was... yeah, that's how we got onto that. So we look forward to episodes of The Devil and the 50s Guy coming up as soon as we get things in line for that. So I think it'll be a good time.
I'm intrigued.
I'm excited to get into that. So we'll have to, I don't know if we're going to be able to do it in the same day or if we're going to have to do a separate thing. I don't know. We'll have to figure something out.
We could always bump the PI to another day. We don't have to do it on the same week.
Yeah.
No, we could substitute it.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. So we'll go from there. But so, yeah, we got that. And what else? As far as that goes, that's working on the music to spell. Driving around in my truck, talking in voices, trying to get used to it. So people are looking at me funny when I got the windows down.
Well, it's just fun. It's fun to do. Well, I mean, not usually. I don't usually do it in my car. It's usually my voice if I'm talking to myself.
Yeah. Well, when I'm driving around, you know, and I see something stupid, somebody blows a red light, and I'm like, yeah, see, that was a red light. Yeah, why are you doing that? And people are like, what the fuck is wrong with that guy?
And this might sound like we're off, but this is the kind of shit we do anyway. I mean, we were on that one hike about 2 weeks ago, and I happened to be, of course, in front. I was on point, so I'm walking, and we're doing these two stupid voices, and we're in this park with no one else around, and then all of a sudden, around a bend comes this dude and this chick, and they were looking at us like we were mentally...
Yeah, like we were going to murder them and drag them into the woods. It was kind of funny.
I liked it.
Yeah, and that all stemmed from another hike we took out in Wellsboro, where the sign for Cuddle a Critter, it's a touching experience.
Yes.
And it somehow got twisted into a character who lives in the woods by himself and wears a panda suit. And
Panda Man. Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember exactly how we came across it, except for the fact that you'd be afraid that you're going to get captured.
Yes.
And he wanted, you know, to capture people and cuddle them as different critters.
Yeah, it was... I don't know. All I know is on a ride back from Wellsboro, all we did was laugh because we were talking like Panda Man.
I told you, I have the humor of like a 13 or 12-year-old.
Yeah.
And I keep myself entertained all day long.
Well, yeah. I'll do something like that. I'll get I've been doing it since I was a kid, coming up with characters in my head because, you know, I'm kind of weird. People don't like talking to me, so I got to come up with my own friends. But had the, I don't know, some reason... Him talking to himself, to his hand, just popped in my head.
Panda Man. Oh, yeah.
And his hand actually has more common sense than he does and tries to talk him out of stuff. And then but Panda Man always wins.
So his conscience is his hand.
All
yeah. right. Yeah. So his conscience bleeds out through his hand.
Yeah. His hand always has a high-pitched voice.
Like what? Go ahead, do it.
I'll see.
They're listening to my podcast. This is excellent. I'm going to capture them. No, don't capture them, Panda Man. They're good people. No, they're not. I'm going to get them.
I remember that now.
Yeah.
Because that was that one episode of Cartman in South Park.
I think that's where we were talking about. Yeah, and he was talking to himself.
He was doing it like J-Law.
Yeah.
Which, you know, can be the same thing.
Well, people talk to their hands all the time. They talk to worse things.
Yeah.
So there's that. So we're working on stuff for that. That's going to be fun. We'll be able to be much bigger idiots, I think, on the Devil and 50s Guy.
I think we'll just be out of our minds. Yes. I think that's going to be hilarious because...
How can it not?
It's not like we have an audience. We're just sitting here acting like idiots.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if we just let it go, we could just be as nuts as we want.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Well, you were getting a little... when I was doing that little kid's voice, I was actually getting into character. I was like hunching lower and looking up.
Yeah, you're like looking off the side. Like
you had this weird look on your face. I'm like, well, I'm trying to get into character, you know?
Creeping me out. That's what you do, though, when you're doing something like that. You got to get into character.
Hmm.
Sharing with Rocco.
I was reading I work in an office.
No response to that whatsoever.
No, that was pretty good.
I sang a little song. That's no.
Well, this is an intro. I have my own intro now. That's awesome. I work in an office and I deal with stuff. I won't get into it too much. So we had a letter from an attorney's office looking for information. Standard, nothing big deal. But I read this whole thing, focused completely on what they're looking for. And then when I got to the bottom line, it kind of struck me. There was their last line was something like this. Please file this in your computer records and provide us with the information, something like that. But it was the computer records that got me.
Computer records.
Because...
Okay, computer.
Well, anyone probably in their 40s, that's not going to really sound too off.
Right.
But anyone in their 30s or under, computer records, it sounds bizarre because it's the same thing.
Everything's on a computer.
Everything's on the computer. But there was, at one point, there were...
Paper records?
Paper records, and then there were computer records.
And then there was tape records. Data tape.
I just, it struck me as funny because instantly out of that one, those, that one little phrase, I kind of instantly got a picture of the, whoever it was that was sending the request. Not that it's a bad thing.
Do you look like 50s guy?
No.
Hey, it was just, finishing your computer records, see?
It was just kind of funny. I don't mind that.
It's sometimes you see weird, it's not really weird wording, but it's no longer relevant wording.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's well, like, just, I'm gonna tape this.
Yes.
I still say that. I try not to.
Yeah.
I try to say I record it. I'm going to record it, but tape comes out a lot.
Yes. What else? I'm trying to think of other things that no longer make sense. Tune in.
Yeah, tune.
You don't tune in anything anymore.
No, you really don't tune anything in.
Nope. Don't touch that dial.
Dials? Nuke it. Do anyone still say nuke it?
I don't know. Maybe. There's all kinds of funny things like that.
Don't touch that dial. That surprises me. That I didn't think of that.
Yeah, because I figure when I was a kid, TV still had dials.
Yeah. I was the one who sat next to it. I couldn't look at it. I had to sit next to it and turn the dial.
Yeah, I was the remote control when I was a child.
Yeah, that's probably whoever thought of the remote control. They went, you know, we should get something that does the same thing as a kid. Yeah. What does a single person do without a kid to change the channel?
They have a wired remote control, of course.
Maybe it was 50s guy.
And that was a clicker. Because they actually clicked. That's why they got that name.
That was a heavy-duty click.
Yes. Yeah.
And there was actually a light that lit up on the remote control and the box, if there was a box. Do you remember that?
No. I never had one of those remote controls. We had the first thing we had with the remote control was a top-load VHS recorder.
Beta?
No. My dad rented a Beta and didn't like it and went with the VHS and bought one of those, but it had a wired remote control, and the wire was about 3 feet long, so it did you absolutely no good.
Probably an inch thick, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a big wire.
Like,
and it did three things and not very well.
It's like, oh, was Indiana Jones here? He left his whip. Yeah. Oh, no, that's the cord. All right.
Yeah, that's what it looked like, too, with a big freaking box on the end with three buttons that did nothing.
They'd always break.
They'd break. And then the VCR actually had, on the front, there was only, I think, 10 or 12 spots for channels where you could watch TV. And you had to preset them yourself, but they weren't digital. So it was just blank, backlit sections that you had to put the number in.
Yes, I remember that now. And then there
was little dials, one for UHF, one for VHF. They were like little thumb wheels.
Jeez, I forgot about that.
And you had to go through and find the channels that were... Oh, what a pain in the ass.
I forgot completely about those dials.
Yeah, the dials. Little thumb wheels.
Wow, that takes me back.
Yes.
And this was our antiquated moment.
Yes. And we were going to do that, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it worked itself in.
See, it just snuck right in there.
Actually, we just continuously talk about the same shit over and over and over, so... If we just give labels to the shit we talk about, it sounds professional.
It does. It's like, now we're going to talk about Rocco's sharing.
That was kind of lame.
That was lame. I don't remember how I did it the first time. I'll have to listen back. Sharing with Rocco, as I said.
I don't even remember. I was talking. I don't remember.
So I had a weird thing happen. Now, you've seen my freezer. There's nothing special about it. It's just a freezer.
It's very cold.
Top-mounted freezer on a refrigerator.
Yep.
My ice cube trays, I bought at the dollar store or something, just regular ice cube trays. So I put, the only maybe different thing is that I use a Brita filter on my water tap. I don't know why that would make a difference.
I don't think that would make any kind of difference.
Yeah, so I put water in the ice cube tray and I throw it in the freezer. And I come back later that day and there's a stalagmite growing out of one ice cube.
It was weird.
And it was a good inch and a half high. It's gotten smaller. And
then there's nothing above it. It's not like there's a double-mounted tray.
Right.
It could drip down.
It could drip. There's nothing above it. And I checked to make sure nothing was leaking from the top. And it's not like something could have fallen in there because it doesn't get that cold where it would just freeze instantly like that.
That was bizarre.
Yeah,
I've never seen it before.
I've never seen it before. And then today I get a text from a friend of ours, a hiking friend, and she says, same thing happened at my job. And I look, That's a picture, and there is an ice cube tray with one ice cube with a stalagmite coming out of it.
It's a revolution.
It is ice rebellion.
Yeah, the ice cubes are coming to get us. Yes. This is really what it is.
I think it could be. I don't know why. I don't know what we did to ice.
Was there a face in the ice cube?
I did not see a face in the ice cube. My sister asked me if something was alive in the tray. And I looked, and the water is, I mean, the ice is pretty clear. There's nothing in there.
That's an interesting thought, though.
Yeah, like maybe something was trying to get out, and as it was trying to get out, it was freezing, but there's nothing. No idea. Weird.
And yeah, I probably, after that weird comment, I'd think I'd throw that piece of ice out.
Well, I want to keep the tray just to see what it did. See if I
think it's going
to
do more.
It's more crawling tricks. Out of the ice cube.
Come
tray.
On, tray.
And the other tray didn't do it, and none of the other. Only one ice cube out of the whole tray did it. And same thing in our friend's ice cube tray at work, which is. It's weird. Full moon? It was a super moon this week. Maybe a gravitational pull on one ice cube? I don't know.
Yeah, if there was all of the ice cubes grew.
Yeah, all growing out, like reaching out.
That would be a different story.
That would be. I would be very freaked out if that was the case.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
But it'd make me wonder.
Wonder what?
What was trying to get out of the ice?
I'm thinking that right now. I don't know where your sister's brain went where she's like something's crawling out of the ice.
Well, she said, well, there's something alive in there. And I'm like, I don't think so. But now I got to go check.
Yeah,
that's kind of. I don't know. Like why would there be something living in my ice?
Clear worm that's kind
of. I wasn't thinking worms. I was thinking like an insect or something.
Well, that's what I was. No, I was thinking like an inchworm or something like that. I don't know. It's really weird. I'd throw all that ice out. Now after she said that, I'd be paranoid. Like, just throw them all out. Just
throw it you far don't need, away. Don't throw it down the sink in case it comes to life and tries to crawl back out. Because
you'll save one ice cube and throw most of them out, and then all of a sudden you're going to be drinking something, and then be like, oh, what's that floating in the bottom that's still alive?
Yeah. I would throw it into coffee.
Segway.
Got my Keurig.
Wonderful product, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. And you know what? I will say this. I was very impressed with two things during this process of ordering a Keurig. I knew I was going to get one, but it was kind of a last thing. I already had a little coffee maker, which was a single serving coffee maker, but it had the built in screen, and that was starting to rip. And it's a good little coffee maker, but it's a pain in the ass to have to scoop in coffee. Yep. And then, you know, because I rush out to work. By the time I come home, especially when it's hot, I don't have the AC on. I don't even have an AC downstairs. And then the coffee's all smelly, and it's like, am I getting it clean enough? I don't know. So that
third
thing,
world problems.
First world problems.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
First world
problems. Well, and that's why I wasn't stressing about it. I wasn't like, I got to get a Keurig now. So I had a couple extra bucks spending money this week. So I'm like, you know what? I'll just order the Keurig, and I'll have it. I don't have to worry about it. Not that I'd be worrying about the Keurig, but it's cheaper to have the Keurig than it is to buy coffee every day.
If it could be, yeah.
Yeah.
If you get a good deal, especially if you get a really good deal on those cake cups or whatever.
Which isn't hard to find because everybody sells them and everybody wants to sell more, so somebody's usually having a sale.
I actually I'm almost done, if I'm not done already. I found this, I think it was 48 pack. It was something, it was a giant
nuts.
Pack of them for like 20 bucks.
That wasn't that stuff in the PNR, was it?
No.
It tasted like dirt?
No, I threw that crap out.
Okay.
No, you got to check. If I see something cheap, I'll see if I like the taste.
Yeah.
Now, I just got at, the hell is the name of that store? The Christmas Tree Store, whatever shop or whatever the hell that's
right.
called. I happened to be in there because I was at Musician's Friend. And they had a sale on some, and it really good-looking box of coffee. It was like Brooklyn Roastery or whatever the hell it is.
The hell's a roastery?
It's whatever the name is. And so I picked it up and looked good and like this is gonna be really nice. It was cheap, so I can't complain. It was like $5, but no, not good at all.
Not good at all.
And I doubt it has anything to do with the age of the product.
It's probably just.
I mean, it's just not tasty.
Yeah, they probably over roast it and roast out all the oils and
no
over roasteried it.
Roastery. I'm just gonna make words up from now on.
Well, you do that anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm just doing it anymore.
Rocco's word of the day, roastery.
Well, we were at that one store months ago. There was even a bigger pack. Wasn't it like a 60-pack or 180-pack or whatever the hell it
big.
Was?
It was big. You needed a hand cart just to get out of the
and
store.
And it was like $11 for this.
You know that's not good.
Well, then that's what you're like, this is fantastic. And I'm like, yeah, you don't know what it tastes like.
Yeah.
It tastes like ass.
Yeah.
Like, my 80th cup of ass for the you know.
80th cup of ass for the week.
Or whatever.
That's disturbing or whatever. So anyway, I ordered the Keurig, and I ordered it on Sunday. So I figured it's not going to... And I got... When you spend over a certain amount of money with Keurig, and I ordered right from them...
I was wondering where you ordered it from.
So I ordered it right from them. Because you can find them on Amazon, you can find them on everywhere, but everywhere. It's the same price right from Keurig. And that way you know you're getting it from Keurig.
And you can register the product after you're done.
Exactly.
And all the good stuff.
So I went on, and on there it says free shipping with any order over $35. Well, if you're buying a Keurig, you're spending more than $35.
Yep.
So, awesome. I'll put on the free shipping. I'm not in a rush for it, so it's not like I got to have it overnight. And it says expect 5 to 8 days for shipping.
Wow, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, 5 to 8 days for shipping. It's probably going to take 2 or 3 days to process the order, so it'll ship. I'll have it next week. So place the order. Don't think about it. I get an email Monday afternoon about 4. Your item is shipped. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that was fast. Okay, I'll have it maybe by the end of the week, early next week. It shows up at my door. I get a message yesterday, Tuesday. It's been delivered.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah.
They're really good with their
less
shipping.
Less than 24 hours for it to be picked, packed, shipped, and delivered, kind of.
I've ordered K-Cups from them.
Yeah.
Because once you sign up, you get discounts and whatnot.
Yeah, I saw the pamphlet in there.
And I did that. I got a couple of boxes, and I swear to God it was there. It felt like the next day.
Well, you got to figure they're all hopped up on coffee, so.
Hopped up on the Joe.
Hopped up on the Joe. So
I miss caffeine.
It probably seems like a week to them.
We gotta get this out now. We gotta get this out. Are you? That's not done yet?
Yeah.
It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's been 5 to 8 days, right? No, it's been 5 to 8 minutes. And then FedEx was right on the ball with it, and they got it delivered. And then I get home, and it's not here.
That always sucks.
That does suck. Because with the miracle of modern technology, you know basically the minute something gets delivered. And I got I have my Google Nexus 5 with Android Now. So as soon as you get an email about tracking, it's in Google Now. And it's in there. So I get an alert, and I look, and hey, package has been delivered. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome. Get home, pull up, look at the porch, no package. And I'm like, Now, the layout of my house here is kind of weird because there's like 3 or 4 houses right in this little section. Then there's the neighbor right here. So did they maybe deliver it to the wrong house? Right.
Your house, your neighbor's house is, it's just they're close together.
It's very close together.
And then right next to you, someone made apartments.
Yeah, there's some apartments. They're right. Like half houses. So I'm thinking maybe they put it on the wrong porch.
Which happens.
Which happens. Maybe they put it on the back porch. Whatever. So I walk in. I look around. I don't see it. I walk out into the little courtyard here. It's not there. I walk over to the neighbors. It's not there. Walk over to the other neighbors. It's not there. I'm thinking, all right, now I know when I ordered it, I did, you know, autocomplete, you know, when you're typing on a web form.
Yeah.
I'm like, shit, maybe it went to your house. And I'm like, okay, let me pull it up. And I look, nope, got delivered to my house. This is interesting. So now I'm starting to get annoyed. And I'm outside for a good 15 minutes looking around. And when I start getting agitated, you know, I talk to myself. And I'm walking around going, where the fuck is my package? Where is this thing? It doesn't just hide. I'm like looking around corners and maybe I'm just not seeing it. Now I'm on the phone with FedEx. Because I'm thinking maybe they delivered really to the... Because it has happened. This street here and this street in the town over, a lot of times get confused.
Oh, okay.
When I lived at the other address, that used to happen. They'd deliver a pizza to the wrong house. And I'd be like, I'm outside your house knocking. Well, what's it look like? Oh, it's blue. Nope, you're at the wrong one.
Every town has... They all have the same group of names.
Yeah, it's like they take a hat full of names and just toss them around. And, okay, that's where that street's going to be. Next town, put them all back in. Yep. Okay, it's going there. So I call them up, and I get a gentleman who's not in the United States, but was extremely helpful, did a great job. And he said, you know, can I get your information? I give him my information. And he says, this is your address? And I say, that's my address. And he says, okay, it was delivered at 1044, dropped off at the front door. And I said, well, it's not here.
It's good that there's notes to say it's from the front door.
Yeah, exactly what it said. He goes, okay, I got to open a ticket. If you can give me a minute, I will contact the local distribution center. They will get in touch with the driver and ask him if there was something unusual, or you know, make sure he went to the right. They'll do their that's whatever you need to do. And as I'm standing there on the phone out on the porch with him, one of my neighbors comes up and says, "Oh, I took it. I want to keep it safe."
And this is after you've been visibly walking around the visibly neighborhood,
walking around
looking for this thing.
I could hear this person in the house right next door, standing by the door.
So she saw you.
She saw me walking around, and I went into super pissed off mode. Which, I mean, I know you've seen happen.
Oh, I have.
And it, she turned like three shades whiter than than paper. I mean,
I think the first time that happened, I was like, "All right, what's going to happen here?"
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I just go into a different demeanor altogether. And I got the phone in my hand, and I hear the guy talking to me, and I looked at her and said, "Don't you ever fucking come on this porch again and touch a goddamn thing." And she's going, "But I don't give a fuck. Go get it now." And she keeps trying to explain. I said, "Go get it now."
If you take something, like, I understand if you're
leave
worried.
Leave a note.
If you're standing there, porch. Just you know when the person comes home, because this should be the only thing in your brain.
Yeah, I had their package. I should look for them.
Right. Or like you said, I have something. Something got delivered. Come pick it up.
Yeah, I grabbed it. So, no, just don't walk away with it. So she brings it over. I again tell her. I said in no uncertain terms, I said, "I am a very private person. I like my privacy." I said, "As you already know, cause just having me living here for a few months, I don't get involved in other people's business. I keep to myself. I would like to keep it that way. Do not step foot on my porch again."
The reason I'm laughing is this. This is not really what you said. There's your demeanor and your vocals.
Yeah, no, it was completely different.
Because in my head, I know exactly what. Yeah,
I can't control it when it happens. It's a switch that goes off in my head. I cannot control it, and it's I've gotten comments from people who after everything has calmed down, and they were like, "I really thought you were gonna kill me."
Yeah,
like you just get.
Yeah, you do. You get that. Not all the time.
No, but when you have your moments, I am legitimately pissed.
Yeah,
I'm a different person, and it took me a good 20 minutes to calm down. Like, I didn't even fire the thing up and make a coffee because I would have gone into a rage.
Coffee!
Caffeine!
Keep it away from me!
Don't give me coffee!
Popeye.
Oh, yeah.
And another Popeye. Thing, lady!
So I get it. I start calming down. I text you. I'm like, "Oh, I got my Keurig." And you say something about K-cups.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'm like, "Where the fuck are my K-cups?"
Yeah, well, that was my first thing. I'm like, "That's fantastic." But now you have to go into the, again, first world problems where you have to actually find what brand you like because there's so many of them.
And I have experience with Keurig.
But that was my first thought. I was like, you're going to have to now start shopping. Start
shopping for K-cups. And I already know, I mean, the sheets around here sells, I like their breakfast blend. They sell their own K-cups, and they're pretty cheap. They're like $7. For 12, so it's not bad. And I'm like, "Wait a second." So I got the Keurig, which thankfully came with 12 variety K-cups. And then I got the mug.
That's a great mug.
Yeah, if you have a Keurig and you don't have the Keurig mug, shame on you.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, and it's like $24. It's really not that expensive. And if I didn't have your like firsthand experience with it, telling me how great this thing was, I probably wouldn't have bought it because I have three travel mugs.
I have a bunch of travel mugs too, but this one
is on a different level.
I make my coffee, well, when I first wake up, now, of course, as I said before, and during the week, I drink decaf because my job and caffeine for me don't go together. It just puts me in a different position.
Yeah.
It puts me in place. So I just drink decaf. So when I wake up, force a habit, it's just a ritual, make a cup, and then I'll sip that until I'm walking out the door, and then I'll kind of top it off because it's a big cup. It's a big travel mug. But so you figure 7:30 in the morning and that will stay warm at least until 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
If you don't finish it.
Yeah. And it's perfect for the, what's the big size they have when you make the large cup of coffee? I forgot how many ounces that is.
I don't know.
And it's,
I can't remember.
It gives you about a little over 3/4 a cup of the mug, enough room to put your creamer, your sugar, whatever you want to put in there. And it's perfect. Although I did forget that when you first press that button the first time, that it's like a whale cleaning its blowhole. It's like
it is,
and I hit it, and I was like, coffee went flying all over the place.
I've done that when I'm getting out of the vehicle and I grab it, You have to be careful while you grab it, because you just grab it and you're covered in coffee.
Yeah. So I get it. I'm looking at everything. I get it plugged in. I'm like, son of a bitch, my K-cups are missing. So out the door I go, right down the sidewalk to their front door. And I ring the doorbell, and she's gone.
Oh, yeah. She's like, I'm not here at all.
Yep. So the husband comes out, and I said, was there another box with this? And he goes, no, there's just a two. And I'm like, are you positive? And now I don't know. In my head, I don't know, because
you'll question that forever.
There's a misplace? I don't know. So, and he starts trying to explain for her. And now he's a very nice guy. And he's the one who did the hardwood floors in this house.
Oh, okay. That guy's nice.
Yeah. Really. And I want you to understand, I know why she did it, but I've had instances in the past where people have taken things from my property, and I do not want to go through that again. So I'm wary of anybody who feels it's okay to go onto somebody else's property and take something.
Yep.
And he just looked at me and goes, well, I told her she shouldn't have done it. I said, well, then you had the right instinct. And I said, if somebody's going to steal something from me, you let me deal with them.
That's something that you talk to your neighbors way beforehand.
Yes.
Say, hey, listen, I'm here. If you need anything, or you want, you know, anything dropped off, or if you want to grab anything, let me know.
Yeah.
That's not a, I was being nice, and it could have been.
Just decided.
Yeah. It could have been anything.
It could have been, it was just a coffee pot, and it was, you know, some, you know, a mug, no big deal.
No one, right.
But just the fact that it happened, and I said, look, if it's something I'm not worried about, I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. There's other people I would rather have come pick this up than people I don't know.
Yeah. You're not here that long.
Yeah. So, and he just looked at me, and I said, it won't happen again. And he just said, okay. and I walked away. And then I immediately got in touch with Keurig and said I didn't get the K-Cups I ordered. So
they might not have been delivered. Did they say if they were delivered?
They didn't. I don't know if they send me an email directly, if it goes to my account. I haven't logged in to look.
I would log in your account. I believe, if I remember correctly.
It may be like a ticket-based system.
It'll tell you if it's been fulfilled.
Yeah, so I'll see. I'll look. I mean, I'm not too worried about it. It's only K-Cups. I can buy more if I have to.
Well, yeah, but if anyone who's ever lived around anyone, which is mostly everybody,
mm-hmm.
neighbors could be nice, or they could be hell. It could be either one of the two, and you don't want to cross that line.
No, and you know, I mean, I'm talking for myself, so I think I'm a pretty good neighbor to have. I'm quiet. I don't sit here and blast music. I don't have loud parties. If I were sitting outside, if I was walking the house and I saw somebody I didn't recognize trying to get into somebody else's house,
I would
grab them.
Yeah.
You know, and I wouldn't think twice about it. I did it when I was in Florida. I just moved in. Now, the guy who I was renting from, they lived upstairs, and I'd known him for a while. And the apartment he had downstairs came available. The girl just left, and they were right by the beach. So I was like,
yeah, that's the score. One that was a block away.
Yeah, not even, no, not a
Less
block
a
away.
Block. It was on the corner. And then there was one more.
It was like
row.
60 feet away from the ocean.
Yeah, jerk.
And I was there for, it's like the first or second weekend. And now I had met this guy who showed up, and I just heard somebody pull in, and I knew they were away for the weekend. And they had a big fence around their yard. So it wasn't like you just walked, like, whoop, I stumbled into your yard. You had to physically go in.
How did this happen? Yeah,
how did I wind up in your fence? And it was a big wooden fence, and I heard the car pull up, and I looked out, and I saw this little truck sitting there, and then I see this dude hop out with, like, a scully on, and real quick dart through the thing, and I hear him go up the steps, and I'm like, grab my phone, and I'm dialing my buddy in one hand as I'm going out the door, and he comes out, and I met him, and this dude was big, he's like 6'5", and I stopped him dead in his tracks. I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah,
and he's like, he goes, Kurt, it's me. And he takes his hat off, and his hair comes down. It was a guy I knew, because I'd only met him once, and he had his hair down. So he had his hair under his hat, and he goes, I'll tell you what. He goes, you scared me. He goes, I thought you were going to hit me. He goes, but I'm glad you did that, because at least now I know that, he goes, these guys have been my friends for a long time. He goes, it's nice to know there's somebody here who will actually come out of the house and protect the house. And I'm like, it's just how I am. You know, if I see somebody I don't know, I'm going to confront you if I think you're doing something. If I would have had a heads up, or if I would have seen, he had a different vehicle. He looked different. You know, he had shaved a little bit. He wasn't, I'm like an attack dog.
Yeah. That's my neighbors asked me to watch once or twice when they gone away.
Yeah.
Thankfully, nothing ever showed up. But the way he put it, he's like, hey, he goes, I got a favor to ask you. And of course, I'm like, whatever. I mean, like, this is my, we share a fence. Yeah,
you could reach out the window and touch their house.
Yeah. I could reach out and take food off their grill if I wanted to.
You could.
He goes, if you see a moving truck show up, he goes, we're on vacation. He's like, that's not mine. He goes, at least you can call me and let me know. I'm like, yeah, whatever, buddy. I mean, but my street's nice. My street's quiet.
Yeah, and this area is quiet. Yeah.
But you have crime everywhere. Yes. I mean, there's crime everywhere. You can't get away from it.
Yeah. So, but, you know, like I said, I understand why she did what she did. But if I was to do that, I would, first of all, a note would go either in the door or in the mailbox. And I would take the package and I would move it around to the back porch and I'd put it behind, like, the recycling bin. Your package came, I put it in the back. Come see me.
Yeah, that's all.
Something like that.
Something came for
you. Slip it under the door. Got your package, slipped this under the door. It's behind your... You know, so that way, at least, you know. Yeah, you just don't grab stuff and walk off with it. Especially when you don't really know the person. It's not like you know them.
No.
If that would have been our friends around the corner... And there was, you know, I got a text, I drove by, saw that you had a big package on your porch. I have it.
That's a whole different
story. It would be a different story because they would know enough to say, I have your package, but they wouldn't just take it and walk away. Of course, when they lived downstairs from me, I used to come home and this neighborhood is quiet. And I would walk down to the local deli or I'd walk to, and I'd leave the door open because it's an old Polish neighborhood.
Yeah,
the only thing these people are doing is cooking and they cook some good food. It smells good around here around dinner time.
What is that, halushki?
Yeah, oh my God. And I come home, and there'd be stuff in my doorway.
Food?
Everything. Nice. I found golf clubs. I go open the door, and there's golf clubs there. I'm like, what the hell was this? And because you could hear that door open, and the window opens next to it, and he pokes that out. Oh, I know you like golf, and so I put those in there. I was like, thanks, man. So I was never worried about things being missing. I was just always looking for what had appeared in my apartment.
And I wouldn't worry about that in this neighborhood either.
No.
The same thing with up at mine. Yeah. I mean, you have to worry.
You never know.
No.
But like I said, if someone's going to steal from me, you let me deal with them.
Yeah.
But that was my rant.
A lot of times, though, our logic doesn't make sense to other people.
No. Because that was the first place I looked, is I looked around the back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe somebody grabbed it and put it around back, or maybe the FedEx guy put it on the back porch because it is a big box that says Keurig on it. Somebody's going to know what that is.
Things get stolen. Yeah.
Things get stolen. So
there was that.
There was that. I'm pretty impressed because we haven't talked about hiking yet.
Well, I figured we'd get into that in a second.
So we went to, where did we go?
Ricketts.
We went to Ricketts. Did we go anywhere Friday?
That was Friday. Because I took the day off. I took a long weekend.
That's right.
That was Friday.
That's right. And we went to Prompton on Saturday.
Because Thursday night, I'm like, do you want to go? Because I don't know what your Fridays are like.
Yeah.
It's because I'm off Saturday and Sunday. You're off Friday and Saturday. And you're like, yeah, sure. And so I don't know if we really even talked about it other than that.
No, we didn't even have just asked if I wanted to go hiking. And I'm like, where do you want to go?
And I said either Ricketts or World's End.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit past
Ricketts. A little past Ricketts.
And only because, World's End sounds cool.
Yep.
And I was looking, and it's something new.
Yeah. Well, World's End is actually the same canyon that Leonard Harrison, it's just at the other end.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's a part of the same gorge, or the Pine Creek Gorge.
I'd still like to check that out.
Yes. Yeah, that does look cool. But we got a little bit of a late start. Because Friday is my first day off. It was a hectic week, and so I slept. And my alarm went off early, and I turned it off. I'm going to sleep in a little bit. And I got up about 8:30, 9 o'clock, and then immediately you texted me. Are you up? I'm like, oh, he's ready to go.
Because I was sitting there waiting.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm up early all the time. So I was like, yeah, like it's not going to be nice out. Like I'm already sitting there looking at everything, trying to plan stuff.
And yeah.
Google Earth, looking at cabins.
You've already hiked the trail. You haven't been there yet. Yeah, so you text me, I get ready, I head over, and by the time we got there it was 11:30 or 12, and we were getting towards Ricketts Glen, and it was already getting warm. The humidity was way up.
Yeah, it was humid.
And we just figured, oh, let's just go to... Because we had to drive right past the entrance to Ricketts Glen to get to World's End.
And that was at least another half an hour, but Google kept upping the travel time.
So I was like, yeah, well, let's just go to Ricketts Glen. Because we tried to hike there once.
In the winter, there was
no snow or ice anywhere else except for Ricketts Glen, because it's like a mile straight up that hill to get there.
Well, I remember that when we left here, it was so warm that I had my hoodie with me. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to need this, but I'm taking it. And we got up there, and we could see her breath.
It was cold.
And it was dark, and there was snow and ice. Yeah,
it sucked. We were like, this sucks. We'll take a little hike. This sucks.
Because that was supposed to be the first hike of the spring.
The first real hike.
Where you're not, like, walking through snow.
But we walked through snow.
Dicks.
Yeah. But so we went there, and there's, what, 21 or 22 waterfalls there?
I counted 21 on the map.
Yeah.
Now, it mentioned I believe the website says, or somewhere I read, said 24, but there might be other waterfalls.
There are other, there's another trail I did see up on the other side.
Okay.
Where there's a couple falls up there.
Which I'd like to go back. I would like to go.
That's a beautiful park.
Yeah, I'd like to go just anywhere that way.
Yeah.
And of course, when I was talking to my parents afterwards, I can't remember when. My father's like, oh, well, you were there once. And I'm like, when was I there? He's like, well, you were young. You were there. And I'm like, I'm like, how old? He's like, 4 or 5. Like, how old was I?
Remember that.
Like, I still don't think.
Yeah. Well, you might have been there. You might have just driven through.
We never did anything when I was young. I don't believe it. And someone else might have went. And maybe.
He thought it was you. You know. He was that kid that he really liked. He was a neighbor kid. He used to call Rocco because he.
Yeah.
I'm just going to call you Rocco.
Like, it's just, I don't know. I don't ever remember doing anything when I was young, except for, doing chores. Stuff around. Yeah.
And that's what it was. He had you doing chores at home, and he took the neighbor kid to Ricketts Glen.
Yeah, I would not be entirely surprised if it was like my cousins. If everybody went, and my cousins went, and then me and my brother were sitting home doing stuff.
You can't go. You got to cut the grass.
Why would I go see the waterfalls, Daddy?
Shut up.
I want to see the... I can't get that high anymore. But I want to see the water.
No water for you.
Yeah. It was a fantastic, fantastic... It might be up there with one of my favorite hikes. At least this is the Falls Trail one.
Yes.
I mean, there's everything else up there.
But yeah.
This was specifically the Falls Trail.
Yeah, and the trail is like a Y. You come down... There's the Glen Lee and then Ganoga... Gorge or Ganoga Glen. That's right, Ganoga Glen. So the two forks of the river come down, and there's water. It's just
it's wonderful, it's
beautiful. But and people were running down that trail like there was nothing to see.
There must be people who live close to there because there were some people that looked like it was work. They were going through there and looked like it was work. Like they weren't looking at the water at all. So they must have been there before.
I hope so.
But there was that one. I had to be. Campers or
the big group.
I don't know if it was Boy Scouts. It didn't look like Boy Scouts.
Like Boy Scouts.
But they were. There was no admiring nature. They were. No. Just,
that one kid was wearing flip flops too, so that says a lot about them. This isn't a trail. If you've never been to Ricketts Glen, this is not a trail that is, safe.
Yeah.
This isn't like.
There's no signs either. You could just fall.
There's no railing.
No.
There's a couple of those where you're standing.
Use your common sense.
And I didn't because I spent more time on the edge of waterfalls. And I'm like, there's people 1,000 feet up the trail coming our way. Let's stop here and let them pass. And
I was right there with you.
Yeah. It was nice. It was.
There was that one family that when we did that, because we had some coming from both ends. So we just kind of got off the trail.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a father. What was it? Like a father, mother, father, and two kids maybe. I think there were two kids. And the mother stayed below underneath.
Oh, God, yeah.
And she was telling the kid to walk out to the middle of the waterfall. Now, this is a young kid, what, 8 years old, maybe 10? Yeah, 8, 10, eight something. Or 10. And the father was intelligently like, comes up to the top of the waterfall, and he keeps telling the son, don't go out any further. And then the son comes back, and then the mother tells him, go out further.
Yeah.
And then the father just had this exhausted look on his face. And I could tell that he needed help.
Yeah.
So, I mean, me being me, I I didn't really intend to say anything, but words just started coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And I started laughing, and I said, you know, the young have, well, the young are courageous, or made some kind of comment. And then the kid looked at me, and I'm like, I already fell in the river once this year. You don't want to fall over that.
No, because that was a good 25 feet straight down the rocks.
And it was right about that time where it was clear, so we just walked down. That's my stomach.
That was your stomach, yeah.
I walked down the steps, and then we get to the bottom, and the mother is still standing there trying to take a picture of him, telling them to move out further. Yeah. It's like, you don't stand on a waterfall.
No.
To get a picture.
No.
Like, what are you going to do? Put this on Facebook so, you know, your old classmates are going to see, oh, look, at her son is there.
Look how much I don't care about my son. I let him stand on a slippery rock 20 feet, 5 feet above and other slippery rocks.
This, I mean, it was a river waterfall.
Yeah.
It was a moss and algae covered rocks.
I was pretty ballsy on the edge of those falls. I wasn't going to walk out where she wanted him to walk.
Because
because there was maybe 5 feet where if you could get across, it was dry again. And I looked at it like, oh, I want to go over there. And I'm like, I'm not, no.
No.
That's just dangerous. There's no reason for that.
It's stupid.
Yeah. But it was fun. It was a good time.
That was wonderful.
Yeah.
It took us 4 hours. We weren't going fast.
No, we took our time.
But by the time we got back up to the top, I was ready to not walk anymore. Like, I was ready to take a break.
Well, and I think we already knew. We've hiked enough this season where we know getting through it fast, you're just going to get more tired. So we took our time. We stopped. We sat down. We looked at the water. We talked to people. We just took our time.
We actually met a couple pretty interesting people.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a good time.
People. Yeah. A little racist, the one guy. But
the one, it was, well, yeah, against himself.
Yeah, he looked like Wilford Brimley.
He had a bunch of camera equipment.
He did. And I was expecting him to either sell us oatmeal or diabetes medication.
Diabetes. Then there was the other couple who we met on the other side about a quarter of the way or halfway up. And, you know, this guy and his wife are coming down. Oh, it's a beautiful day. Oh, this is it's free out here. You can just come in. And then after they passed, they realized that we had hydro packs on. And I drank at least 2/3, if not a little bit more, of my water.
Yeah.
And they had nothing.
Nothing. There's a lot of people walking around there with no water.
Right. Absolutely nothing. And I'm, like, not even a bottle of anything.
No.
It was not nuts. Soda would have been bad, but they didn't even have that. It would have been
something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, soda would get you dehydrated, but at least you'd have something to drink. It's a fluid going in your body.
Yeah, so there were some characters that, like, everywhere.
Oh, yeah, and you get them. But
and then we got up to, the way we, it just happened to work out, the biggest waterfall, which was 95 feet or 96 feet.
It was almost the last thing we saw. It was
almost the last one. And you could tell there are people that specifically go just for that.
Yep.
So when we got up past that, to the highest plateau, if you will. It's not really plateau, but that one spot. All of a sudden, there's 10 or more people just sitting down.
Yeah, sitting on a rock.
At the top. Like, I don't know if they intended to take a rest and go down or if they came up and took a rest.
I think they walked to that point. They looked at the fall. They were going to stay there all day at that one fall.
And then
leave.
Leave.
Yeah.
Which is was our cue.
There's nothing wrong with that. Oh, I mean, no. that's what you want to do. But
well, yeah, people aren't nuts there. Like us, where we just walk out into the woods for no reason.
Yeah. And there's a few times where we were walking, and the trail is pretty well marked. You can see where you're going. But we'd be moving out of the way for other people walking, or we'd be looking at something else. And I did it. I know you did it once or twice. And there'd just be like a steep incline going up, and it would just look like a normal path to us. And we're like, oh, start going up. I'm like, oh, no, that's not the path. I go over here. I was just going to go wandering off into the woods.
There was that one almost towards the bottom where I was in front, and I just, my legs were walking, and it was not the trail at all. And I, if I continued to go, I would have slid right down this one, right down this one embankment. Because I was like, that's the trail we're normally used to.
Yeah, we're used to things that you're looking 50 or so feet ahead, looking for a blaze on a tree. Am I going the right direction here? So we did that. That was Friday. That was a great, great place to go. Definitely have to go back.
I'll go back.
Yeah. And then we went on Saturday with a couple friends, and he's got sciatica.
Yeah.
So he was.
Oh, he did fantastic.
He was ready to go.
I don't know if you talked to him.
Oh,
how,
yeah.
How did he do after, like, the next day?
Oh, I haven't talked to him since. I figured he would probably be resting.
I
didn't get any text that said, I hate you. But he just kept going. I think being out there.
Well, that wasn't a bad trail.
No. That was a lot of fun, that trail. And we covered a lot more ground than I thought we were going to cover.
So, I didn't think we'd get that far.
Yeah.
There were only a few spots where it was an incline, but it mm-hmm. wasn't a difficult incline. It was all trail.
No. And then there was the one point where we were heading back, and I just – that's when you guys were like, oh, you just go ahead because I'll start walking, and
yeah.
I won't realize there's nobody behind me. And I walked – I don't even know how long – and I turn around to say something to him, and I'm like, and I don't see anybody. Yeah. I'm looking down the trail. And
you've
I'm
done
looking,
that to me a few times in the past year.
I'm looking way down the trail, and there I don't hear anybody. I don't see, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to start walking. I know they got to come back this way because this is where the cars are. So I just sat down, and I'm looking down. There's like a hawk flying around, and I'm just
you were
chilling out.
On the way down, I was in front. Yep. You were in back, and then we basically reversed.
Yeah. Yeah, because I will, when I'm hiking, I will just go. And not stop. So when we're going somewhere new, I don't mind being behind everybody because I'll walk at any pace. I don't care. But I don't like losing people on the trail.
So, you actually missed a pretty good, I don't know what you call it, an experience where it was definitely a crow involved,
mm-hmm.
but it almost sounded like something got a crow. I don't know if it was a fox or something. There was definitely a something that sounded like it was in pain.
Yeah, you were saying.
It was weird. I'd never heard that sound before.
I mean, I've heard some loud crows before where I don't know what you're doing, but it sounds like it's getting killed.
Well, that could be it. It could have been as simple as that. It just lasted for a while. That's why we stopped.
Well, yeah. I mean, it could have been getting killed. I don't know. So, but I didn't hear it, so I have no idea.
That was a nice one. But we actually went there to four more falls, of course, and we never got to them.
No, but I think we figured out where they are.
Cliff trails.
Yeah, up off a sidewinder.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I just assume anymore if it's not raining.
Even if it is, I'll hike in the rain.
I'm not a fan. I like it sunny. But then again, it's been everything. I've been out there and everything. But I don't like to be
You'll see different things when it rains. When the weather's a little crappy, the hiking experience is completely different.
Yeah, but I don't like getting soaked.
It's if you saw some of the cool things, you wouldn't care. Just like an early foggy morning.
Well, that's
rain a little bit, and there's
that's different.
Like fog going through the woods over the lake and all that.
I don't know what the humidity is going to be like, but we're going to have to start doing them early.
Yeah,
like
the humidity is supposed to break this weekend. Hopefully, it really does.
Because that was the worst part on Saturday. It was extremely humid.
Yeah, I don't get affected by the humidity as much, but it was definitely I could feel it.
Yeah, it was bad. Well, it wasn't horrible. I've hiked in worse, but
yeah,
it's not pleasurable for me.
The roastery
pleasurably. But I'd go back there. I'd go pretty much a lot of places though.
Oh yeah, there's
did they say where they wanted to go?
No.
White Church was the last one, or we could always go out to World's End too. That's a pretty long drive.
That is a long drive. We have to leave really, really early. I'm thinking World's End
might be too
maybe
much
the end
too.
Of August, beginning of September, when it starts to cool down and you can get out there. Because that way we don't have to leave super early. We can get there at a reasonable time.
Yeah, we only have another week or so before, if like the weather normally does around here, we're going to have to do early hikes or just something else.
Yeah, find something else to do.
So, which isn't bad. I don't mind it.
Nope.
But then I'm thinking, like you said, end of August, September, it should get back to something decent.
Yep. And then this winter's activity, snowshoeing.
Yep. I was actually at work today and I was starting to look it up and I'm like, oh, I'm at work. I can't do that when I'm at work.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what kind of snow. I want to find snowshoes that have big footprints on them.
Of course you would.
Just to freak people out.
We should get two left ones.
Two. Yeah. There's a big deformed Bigfoot in the woods with two left feet. Just keep on breaking stuff.
I'll get one with alien feet or reptilian feet.
Reptilian feet. Dinosaur feet.
Yep. I wouldn't mind trying that. I mean, usually, the way the winters usually are. We're good. You might get a snowstorm or here or there, but until the end of the year, not a lot of snow. It might come and go, but I think we're going to be okay until the snow, January, February, and March.
Yeah, yeah. And the temperature doesn't really bother me. I mean, you can dress for the weather, and
never
you, you get a you get something, keep some coffee in a little thermos, throw in a backpack, and
I have a gigantic thermos from. Yeah. I know I have it, but I should probably get it out. It's not Coleman. Well, it's a name brand, but it's something that you would think I was going to do some metal work on a skyscraper. This is one of massive. Those. Yeah.
Nice.
And I had it when I used to work on the weekends. So it's a ton of coffee. It fits a ton of coffee in there. And then I would eventually start bringing it to work here at this job. But it just doesn't fit in, so I had to stop.
Why not? That's odd. People just look at you like you're crazy.
What's That's exactly what it was.
You could get a black lunch pail.
It was the one kid. Well, when he was, he's like
on the edge of your desk, like you're sitting on a beam.
He looked at me. He's like, I saw you walking out to your car. He goes, I thought you had like a missile under your arm. I'm like, that's just a thermos.
No, that's called coffee.
But I'll have to dust off, soak and clean.
Yeah,
because that holds. That stays warm forever. I mean, that's why I got it. I mean, it's super insulated. It could be zero outside.
Yeah.
That thing's staying hot.
If it's an old Coleman, it's probably glass lined.
It's glass lined.
Yeah, so that thing's, that's not getting cold anytime soon.
No, this is one where you'd expect guys like who do non-office work, like real work, to actually have.
To carry it, it's mandatory to wear a flannel shirt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And have a beard.
Yeah. And, you know, you can't, I don't know.
It doesn't matter what the temperature is. The flannel shirt has to be buttoned about four buttons down, and the sleeves have to be rolled up.
And you have to have chest hair that looks like a rug.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that.
I got you.
I know I have it. I'm going to have to get it. I'll have to find it. I'll have to get a bigger pack, too. Well, no, I could just take out the hydro pack from that.
Yeah, you take out the blood, because that would freeze anyway.
Yeah.
So.
But that one's pretty, that hydro pack is pretty, it's pretty well insulated, but.
Not enough to keep it from freezing, I don't think. I mean, I guess it depends on how cold it was.
But then again, once we hit winter, I'm going to have to break out that old jacket I have that's got about a million pockets.
That's true. You keep the missile in there without anybody even knowing.
Well, I could throw the pack on for that, and then I could carry water.
You're going to be funny looking with that little pack and a big jacket.
Oh, I know. It'd be hilarious.
Well, you look like one of the Bearstein Bears.
That pack is
a little backpack.
It's
hiking in the woods.
slightly smaller than yours, but because I just have bigger frame,
yeah,
it looks
tiny. Yeah. It really looks like you've got like a My Little Pony backpack on.
It would be perfect for someone. It would be perfect for someone who's biking.
Yeah,
you know. But I actually walked by the mirror the one day. I used to have it set so it was higher because it feels better higher. If we're doing a lot of big, like steep climbing.
Right.
And then I walked by a mirror and I looked at myself and I had like half of my back was uncovered. And yeah. I'm like, it looks just way too odd.
That's funny.
Did you hear what happened around Old Faithful?
No.
The super volcano apparently got so hot that the road started to melt. They had to actually stop people from using it.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I think it only lasted. I don't know how long it lasted. It wasn't very long. It's like you could go out there now.
Yeah.
But they actually had to stop people from hiking, too, because there were people. They said that if you happen to go through that mud, it's basically boiling water.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I think it was something to the effect that the road was turning to soup. It was that hot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's just a giant volcano underneath there.
Yeah,
I still want to go.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't mind going either. I don't know when the best season to go there.
I don't think there's a bad season to go there. The best season is when nobody else is there.
But I think it gets colder a lot. Like, I think the park shuts down a lot earlier than you think it would.
Well, figure out something.
I got time.
Yeah.
Honestly, I got time. So if you wanted to do that this year, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, because I got some time coming.
Now, I don't know about camping where there might be grizzlies. I might want to get a cabin. But it all depends.
Yeah, I'd have to do a little research on that. Like I said, bears, you know, grizzly bears are different than black bears.
I know.
Way different. Much meaner.
I mean, camping around here, not that big of an issue for me, but yeah. I might want a cabin out there. But like you said, if there's going to be people around, I'm not going to be happy with that.
No, me neither. I'm not a big fan of people when I'm hiking. So we're going to wrap this one up for the week. Got a lot more out of a little bit of stuff than we usually do, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I noticed that we could just talk about anything forever.
Yeah, and it just keeps going.
Oddly enough, for anyone out there who's new listening, this is pretty much the same conversation we have when we're out in the wilderness too, in between quiet spots and, yeah. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, and then there'll be long spots where we're just zoned out and all of a sudden it's like, we still on the trail?
Which happens all the time. You started asking me a question this past weekend and I was like, wait, what? I'm like, come on. What was I thinking about? I was thinking about something.
Yeah, get out and go hiking. It's a good time.
Yes. Honestly, you should.
Yeah.
Even if you don't want to do it in the heat, just get up early.
And go out.
Find somewhere where it's a nice, easy hike and do it.
Because we've probably explored more of our local area than most people ever will in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't get out and explore what's around them.
I've made this comment recently, and I'll make it again, that we live in a gorgeous, gorgeous area. Mm-hmm. It's a gorgeous state. Beautiful. Trees, mountains, rivers everywhere. And everyone seems to forget where they are.
Yep.
And they don't really realize what they can go see if they just wanted to.
They'd rather watch TV and go shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of that stuff. But yeah, get out. Go do something.
On the flip side, the other thing I did here this week, there was an actor in the Harry Potter movies. I don't know what role he played. And I think he was also in Snatch.
Okay.
People will probably remember that better. It's a great movie. You should watch it. But apparently he was out and decided to go hiking Death Valley. And some hikers found him on the trail. Apparently he collapsed from heat exhaustion and died.
Really?
And he was in his 50s. So
you got to use your brain.
Use your brain.
Yeah.
Stay on the trail. Don't go anywhere where you might fall if you're a newbie, you know. And that's me too.
Yeah, usually you take someone with you. Yep. Let somebody know where you're going.
And take enough water. And Kurt probably hates me, but every time we're out there, I think every single time we've ever been out there, I'm always asking about the point of no return. Because that's where I gauge how far we're out, how far back we have to go. And then mentally, I can adjust to, okay, now I can at least get my bearings.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you got to know your hiking level. If it's the first time you've been out, don't go hike up the side of a mountain.
I don't.
Yeah.
I just like to be in the woods.
Yeah.
Next to a river.
Mm-hmm.
Find yourself a nice river, nice park where there's a river and
take a friend.
Yeah.
Go enjoy it.
Take a, energy bar sandwich.
Sandwich.
Make a picnic out of it. Go on a picnic.
I've done that.
Tell them too.
Just taking food and going out somewhere. I used to like doing it when I was kayaking. I'd paddle out to the middle of nowhere, and I'd just pull off on the side of the river, and I'd have a picnic right there. And then one day I got back in the kayak, and I went 3 feet, and there was a 14-foot alligator sitting right next to me. Yes. I never even saw him.
He was
about
sandwich.
To have a picnic too.
Yeah. I was the one.
So you got to keep your eyes peeled.
The one day after work, I stopped up at the one reservoir, and this was earlier in the year, so I needed to clear my head. So it was after work, and I just went, and I'm just sitting there, and it was cold still, and I'm just sitting there watching the seagulls, because they were
confused.
Yeah, they were in there, and I'm just sitting there for a while, and all of a sudden, I noticed that somebody was coming down the trail, and I had to be sitting there for maybe 15, 20 minutes easy, and all of a sudden, the dude starts giving me this look, like, why are you just sitting there? And it was just this odd look. He was very perplexed, and I didn't budge either. I just continued to just sit there and watch the wildlife. It's fun.
Yeah.
It makes your brain decompress.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to think about anything, or you can think about everything and not even realize you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Just be careful if you go out there hiking and enjoy yourselves.
Take a camera.
Yep. Take a picture.
Here's some homework.
Homework.
Sunrise, sunset. Take a picture. Put it on the Facebook page.
Yeah. I never got a chance to do that once in Florida. I was going to do sunrise on the East Coast and then drive over to the West Coast and get the sunset same day.
Well, it's something for the future.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen it. I just never took the picture.
Memories.
Mm-hmm. Mental photographs. Isn't that what you called it?
Today?
Yeah. We were standing at one of the falls, and you stood there, and you're just looking, and you didn't take a picture. And you said, I'm not going to take a picture of this. I want to keep this in my memory. Mental photograph.
I say things. That sounds good. That sounds like something I said.
I don't know if you really said it, but
no, I said something along those lines.
You said something along those lines. So get out. Enjoy yourselves. That's going to do it for the Primitive Intelligence Podcast this week.
Thanks for joining us, and see you next week.
Yep, don't text and drive. Be safe.
Be safe.
Bye. Because they're not expensive.
Oh, they're cheap.
Yep. Hence why I said they're not expensive.
That's why I said it was cheap.
And then FedEx. That was my stomach.
I was going to say, that wasn't me. I'm good.
You had a weird look on your face.
I thought I had that one article.
Oh.
And I don't know what I did with it. Unless I mailed it to myself.
Sharing with Rocco.
I was reading a... I work in an office.
No response to that whatsoever.